Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. Today I got my friend Larry with us from Franet, New England. Good afternoon, Larry. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, Kevin. Good afternoon to you.
Thanks for joining the show. So, Larry, I want to jump right in. Now, you're a franchise consultant with Franet of New England. What is a franchise consultant? Tell me what you do.
Well, I help people who are interested in owning a franchise. I teach them the pros and cons of franchise ownership versus other business ownership options. I educate them and help them narrow down and introduce them to franchise companies that would be a great fit for them. Much like if you think of eHarmony, which has the objective in the dating world to introduce singles to one another who are highly compatible and could settle down together. That's what we do.
I absolutely positively love the service that you offer because I subscribe to one of the business magazines, and at the back of the magazine is about 30 pages of franchise opportunities, which
is
great, but also overwhelming at the same time because, you know, what I see happen is somebody goes someplace to a franchise and they fall in love with it. And, like, I want to open one of these and bring it to New England. And it's nice to have someone like you there to talk about the pros and cons of doing that. And also for the realization of what it's like to be a business owner. Because we all think it's great. You know, hey, I can work whatever hours I want and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So it's nice to have that person there to kind of, you know, bring us down to reality and also to discuss all the options available. So that's how you can help.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. You make a good point that it's you know, it's a tough decision and you need to do it the right way. We pride ourselves on giving people the pros and cons and make sure that they've done their research and make their choice as a well-informed one, understanding all of the risks involved, but doing the right things to mitigate those risks. That's exactly what we try to do.
So now, why do you see companies wanting to become a franchise company?
Well, I guess I'd explain it this way. The goal of any company, of course, is to build brand identity and to gain significant market share and hopefully to grow quickly. So let's just take the example of two companies, really two very similar companies in the same industries, Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. And this illustrates a comparison of the two different approaches. In the case of Dunkin' Donuts, all of their locations are franchised. But in Starbucks, all of their locations are fairly largely corporate owned. So the normal responsibilities of a corporation to provide strategic direction, to build their brand identity, to provide innovation in the products they have, as well as the challenge for growth, it all rests with Starbucks Corporation. But at Dunkin' Donuts, the growth belongs to the franchise companies, the franchise owners. The successful franchise companies build a successful network of franchise owners. These are talented entrepreneurial professionals. They've been successful in their careers, and they're highly motivated to make their own business a success. So if you look at the financials between these two companies, Starbucks has to invest probably more than three times capital in order to carry out their business as a totally corporate company. But they generate maybe 20 times the revenue. However, both of those companies are highly successful. Their stocks do very well, and their size is about the same, and reach, geographic reach. So it just illustrates two different approaches, and either one can be very successful.
So, Larry, I would imagine one of the questions you receive all the time is, what are the hot franchises right now?
Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. It seems like it comes up every time I sit down with people in groups or whatever, and they find out what I do. And the way I answer that is, first of all, you mentioned before the number of franchise choices. It's pretty daunting. There are over 3,000 franchises in North America, covering more than 80 industries. And at any point in time, a particular franchise may be perceived as very hot in certain industry segments. But our goal is not to focus on that, but to focus with our clients and guide them to make the best choice based on their goals, their skills, and their personal style. And any particular hot franchise at the moment may not match them to them individually based on these criteria, and it would be a mistake to guide them as looking at a hot franchise as the major criteria. And sometimes I think you can appreciate something that's hot today may not be tomorrow.
Amen to that, unfortunately. So now, isn't going into business for yourself, isn't that a risky proposition?
Yes, I think perhaps out of 100 people that think about going into business because of the perceived risk, maybe only one of those 100 would actually go ahead and do it. But there's inherent risk in everything, if you think about it. Think about the risk that in the corporate world, you've been downsized for the third time in the last 5 years. As you get older, that's a very risky proposition. You repeatedly looking for that next job only to be downsized again and again. There are plenty of professionals out there who help you get on to that next job, but there aren't many like us who can help you to